I'm doing really good, and I tell you, today we're going to talk about a subject that I think is really important, and that's getting youngsters involved in hunting. Now, Joe Wilson is the president of Squirrels Unlimited. Now, I didn't say Ducks Unlimited or Quail Unlimited. This is Squirrels Unlimited, and the generation of hunters now, many of them, because of the boon in the white-tailed deer population, they don't know what fun it is to hunt squirrels. But Joe is going to talk to us a little bit about Squirrels Unlimited, and we might even come up with a recipe for cooking squirrels. Joe, are you with us this morning here, buddy?
Absolutely, Luke.
I certainly appreciate you taking time to be with us, and hats off to you and your organization, of which I am a card-carrying member. I joined Squirrels Unlimited here a week or so ago, and I'm proud to be affiliated. The website contains a whole bunch of information, doesn't it?
Yeah, Luke, we have a large member base, and we're hoping to grow, but our website contains a message board of sorts, a forum, to where you can learn the ins and outs and how-tos of how to go out and squirrel hunt. And just like you said, Luke, our main organizational goal is to get these kids back out into the field and learn how to do small game hunting, because that's where you learn the skills needed to go out and be a successful hunter.
Very true. Also, Joe, the up in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is the national headquarters for Squirrels Unlimited, there's, in September of each year, there's a national squirrel cook-off, and I believe Andrew Zimmern with the Travel Channel filmed a show with you not too long ago, right?
Yes, sir, and that is, we have the World Champion Squirrel Cook-Off September 7th in Bentonville, Arkansas, and everybody's invited, and Andrew Zimmer for Bizarre Foods come and filmed last year, and that show airs throughout the month of April.
Awesome. I want to make sure and catch that show. That's going to be a lot of fun and watching it. And, you know, I'm of the old school. I grew up, as did you, hunting squirrels. It was Northeast Texas. There was a lot of squirrels, and not only did we hunt them, but my mother was an expert cook, and she taught me how to cook squirrel. You know, smothered squirrel with rice and gravy until somebody sat down to a big platter of crispy fried squirrel with some either cream gravy or mushroom gravy on it and some rice on the side. You don't really know what good game meat is all about, right, Joe?
Oh, squirrel makes excellent table fare, and you know, during our cook-off, we've done everything from squirrel pizza to squirrel tamales. And Luke, you know, the world champion last year actually ground this squirrel up and made squirrel sliders, little squirrel hamburgers, and they took home the world champion trophy from it. So to all your listeners out there, if they are curious about how to hunt and harvest these squirrels, or even if they want to come out and be a judge, they can look us up at squirrelsunlimited.com or find out more about the cook-off at squirrelcookoff.com. And there's some cool pictures, and we've got recipes online. It's just something that's been forgotten, and we need to bring it back, Luke.
Well, I've really enjoyed the forum, Joe, getting on there and communicating with squirrel hunters all over. And a point that you brought up, regardless of from the desert to the subtropical forest, there are squirrels. I mean, squirrels are widespread over all different types of habitat, aren't they?
Yeah, most people in the United States has access within 20 miles of their house to go out and squirrel hunt. And that's something you can't say about most other game. So in the majority of the country, the squirrels are plentiful. I hear from all the state and federal wildlife agencies that squirrel populations are at their highest and their hunters are at the lowest. So states would really appreciate if people would get out and hunt these squirrels, and I would appreciate it just because we're going to pass along the heritage of small game hunting back to our youth.
Well, Joe, we are just about out of time. I'd like you to leave the website again where people can join Squirrels Unlimited, and then leave the website for the cook-off that's coming up this coming September.
Luke, all your listeners, they can go to squirrelsunlimited.com, sign up for a free membership or a paid membership. And if you're interested in the cook-off, go to squirrelcookoff.com, and you'll find everything you need there.
Well, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll get you back again soon. How about it?
Thank you, Luke.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. And Brute Outdoors, brooteoutdoors.com, home of the Brute Box Cooler.